This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Danelle Rehagen, CEO of the National Biodiesel Board, joins us. And Danelle, NBB recently hosted its RISE 2021 conference virtually. What were some of the highlights of this year's virtual event?
There was a lot of great excitement this year. We got an industry that, as our slogan said, is on the rise. And so we were able to talk a lot about what it is that's driving demand for our products and kind of create some great 2021 excitement after a little bit of a tough 2020.
Because for the rise and the demand that we've seen, it's meeting the carbon reduction opportunities.
Absolutely. And we talked a lot about that, how not just at the federal government, but states are now entering the equation of trying to do things to reduce carbon in their states. And so that's creating huge opportunities for biodiesel and renewable diesel all around the country.
That's all a part of NBB's Vision 2020 plan that you unveiled last year, too.
It is. You know, we see the opportunity to grow our industry, more than double it here in the next 10 years. And a lot of that is going to be based off of this big, strong push to reduce carbon from transportation fuels and home heating fuels.
You have to have really cooperation from the states, or the states really start to embrace it. And it looks like they have.
They absolutely have. And it's not just individual states. Sometimes it's groups of states and regions. The Northeast part of the country is getting extremely aggressive as a group of states. And so we kind of have a little bit of opportunity and a little bit of challenge when you look at trying to impact legislation and regulations in a number of states across the country.
This was also an opportunity to help honor those who helped rise the organization itself, including a very familiar name to Kansas soybean producers.
We were so very excited to honor Ken Lynn. We actually named our highest award that we've given occasionally to our top supporters and champions. And we renamed that award the Ken Lynn Johannes Pioneer Award. And that will be forever that we will be recognized as Ken Lynn's contribution to our industry through that award.
For all the building that he did of the organization, very much a well-deserved honor, too.
Absolutely. Ken Lynn created literally the foundation of the industry in the United States, and certainly the foundation of the National Biodiesel Board. And it's been 30 years of hard work, and we certainly wanted to recognize his important and critical contribution to the development of both the industry and the trade association.
Danelle, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All right, Greg. Thank you.
Those were the comments of Danelle Rehagen, CEO of the National Biodiesel Board, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.